Hello and welcome to We the People. First, it was the Ishrat Jahan encounter case in Gujarat that triggered a high-voltage political encounter. And now, we've had an extremely critical verdict come out of Maharashtra this past week, one in which 13 policemen have actually been given the life sentence because of their involvement in what the court has decided is a fake encounter. The National Human Rights Commission has actually compensated 191 different cases from across the country in the past 5 years, informing the Supreme Court that they found these cases to be of fake encounters. On the program today, we ask whether as a country we have a wide tolerance and acceptance of encounters as a tool to combat not just gangsters and criminals, but also terrorists. Is this now inevitable as we live in an age of terrorism? Or do we need to invoke stronger constitutional principles to stop this practice? Let me start with Abhishek Singhvi. Mr. Singhvi, while your party was very focused in its criticism of the Ishrat Jahan case, the verdict that we have now seen coming from Maharashtra actually comes from a Congress NCP ruled state. Does the Congress apply the same principle to all cases, wherever they may unfold, that anybody denied due process must be convicted, or is this criticism only for the BJP rule states?
The answer is an absolute, unequivocal, unambiguous yes. We apply the same standards. You cannot be selective about encounters. It's a very interesting topic you've chosen, Parkha, because axiomatically an encounter by definition is an illegal killing. The only word for that is murder. I think the debate must start, Parkha, from the point that we look around ourselves. If we are a vibrant democracy which has emerged from the yoke of imperialism, we should feel proud that we treat a fake encounter, irrespective of the caste, creed, terrorist, non-terrorist, gangster of the victim, we treat it with equal seriousness. Yes, when you have other factors, when you have a debate going on, you may focus at that time on that state. The fact that I speak about Ishrat Jahan's case does not by any means mean that I condone encounters elsewhere in Manipur or Jharkhand or Maharashtra.
Nirmala Sitharaman, is that not a more consistent position than the one that the BJP has taken, for example, in the Ishrat Jahan case, where by constantly arguing about the background of those killed, and that the CBI says were killed in a fake encounter, the BJP denies that this was the case, but you have underscored constantly that they were terror links. BJP is constantly qualifying what's happened with Ishrat Jahan with ifs and buts.
Not at all. On the contrary, it is very comfortable for the Congress to take that position today. But in the last 10 years, how much of hype was there on the case on which you have a conviction from Maharashtra? How much of questioning has happened in the public domain through the media?
And the Congress is not defending those involved in it. That is perhaps the difference.
Which has happened now.
You've had nearly 8 years going discussing a particular encounter from Gujarat. But the comfort which I'm referring to, which has been provided for Congress, not deliberately, inadvertently, and so happens that the comfort has been available for the Congress, is that the encounter which has happened in Maharashtra, for which you're referring to the verdict of yesterday, the day before yesterday, has come without much of a public domain debate. They've not been pulled up, they've not been questioned, they've not been arguing their case. And therefore, it looks as if the BJP is defensive, the Congress has the comfort of lecturing. I think both these cases have been treated differently in the public domain.
So you're saying different standards are being applied to the same principle?
Well, it so happened. I don't even want to sound negative in saying, oh, different standards are being applied. But fact remains that after the electronic boom in this country, the media covering incidences which are of great significance for public policy, you've had opportunities to talk about things which have happened in Gujarat at the cost of talking about the rest of the country. RPN Singh, the MOS home, has given a statement for the last 3 years, inclusive of up to February of this year, that even in Delhi, a very similar case to that of Ishrat has happened somewhere in Timarpur or area like that, and 10 encounters, which is much more than Gujarat of 8 in the comparable period, has happened in Delhi, and Delhi law and orders, Home Ministry's concern, and therefore in those cases,
let him respond.
And they are fake questions.
Let him respond.
Barkha, within 48 hours of this conviction, I as the Congress have unequivocally said what I want to say. Where can there be a doubt about the Congress stand? As far as this incident not being, as she puts it, in the public domain, I can only say that she's blaming the BJP. The BJP should be shouting from the rooftops. Thirdly, is it a blame on the media, that the media are not taking it seriously? What does the Congress have to do with it?
I think she's saying it's not politicized to the same extent.
Who politicized
it? That's what I understand from what
Nirmala is
saying.
What's the answer? What's the reason? The reason is, whether you like it or not, candidly, there is a feeling, a sneaky feeling, which will have to await final judgment, that what happened in Gujarat had some color of state sponsorship. Now try making the same allegation for the 13 convictions in Maharashtra. Policemen rightly convicted. Is there state complicity? I don't even think that the worst Congress hater, the BJP, will make that allegation.
Then the others,
so there
please.
Is a qualitative difference.
The allegation of a political nexus is what's made it different, and then we have to move on.
No, I'm sorry. I tried elevating the debate a bit more to say on encounters, therefore there is a larger issue.
Yeah.
In spite of us having 10 years of, you know, answering this at a defensive kind of a level, I still think even now, even at a debate level, you find the difference between the response that I am giving and the Congress is giving. Now that it has become so much of a sharp divide between the BJP and the Congress, much before you call it, oh, you're engaging in a tutu meme, I would want to underline the fact that we are interested in having a larger debate
on it,
but I underline the fact that the Congress doesn't want to rise.
Okay, let's just park this here and Arima Sundaram. On the wider principle, I would argue that actually, till a case gets politicized and grabs the headlines, we seem to, as a country, as an establishment, accept that while you're combating terrorism or while you're combating criminals, some encounters will happen, some of them will be fake, and there are people who may not say it on record, but enough will say it in their drawing rooms. So what? It's okay.
I think the real problem is the intersay exchange you found between Dr. Singhvi and Dr. Sitharaman. The problem is, in all these cases, it becomes intersay political mudslinging.
Yeah.
I fail to understand what we're talking about. A fake encounter is murder. There are three kinds of encounters. One which result in a police shootout, let's say. When you're trying to capture someone and they shoot back, then it becomes self-defense. I feel that's perfectly justifiable. We cannot really question that. The other is the fake, quote, encounter, which is murder. The third is the issue which is really the gray area. These are what we would call state-sponsored encounters, which take place in two ways. One, take an encounter as the American government did with Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. There are those like Imran Khan who said Osama should have been arrested and not
absolutely
killed.
So
but
I
nobody,
want to,
but no, but there were not too many takers for that.
I have the answer for that.
Yeah.
The second is the kind of state-sponsored encounter where you turn around and say X is a known terrorist, therefore go out and eliminate him.
Yeah.
Now that is also state-sponsored encounter. When you say somebody is outside the jurisdiction and you are not in a position to arrest him.
Yeah.
When you cannot arrest an Osama bin Laden because he's not there, he's not in your country, he's not within your law enforcement mechanism. To there say a state, I cannot suppress this man in any way because it's almost like an act of waging war. So I eliminate him. The other is, if somebody is within your country, within your jurisdiction, within the reach of your law enforcement authorities, can we say goodbye to human rights and say, this man is a terrorist, therefore I give the order to eliminate him? These are the encounters we are referring to, not fake encounters which are murder.
And yet we have had...
And that is going on in this country.
And I was just going to say, we've actually had a whole generation of what were called encounter cops, encounter specialists.
Yes.
And we have A.A. Khan with us. He was known as an encounter cop. We have Sachin Vaze with us. He was known as an encounter cop. Both of them at different stages in their careers then faced different controversies, different allegations of human rights violations. Many of them were dragged to court. A.A. Khan, your encounter actually triggered a Bollywood movie like so many others have. Shootout at Lokhandwala was based on one of the key encounters that you were involved in. Now, what Arima Sundaram is doing is that when the police actually goes out in their head saying we're going out to kill, that is an encounter that civil society should not accept.
But that never happens. Unfortunately,
what do you mean that never happens?
It's a stigma attached to the word encounter.
Yeah.
That's not an encounter. That's a planned killing. No one will condone planned killing. An encounter is where you accidentally come across the criminals, you have gone to apprehend criminals, you have gone to arrest criminals, and you encounter them. When a criminal has got a gun in his hand, I, for one, definitely am not going to wait to find out whether he's actually going to shoot at me or not.
No, but for example, in the Lokhandwala encounter, you were also initially charged with excessive use of force, right? You were acquitted eventually.
That was ridiculous because there's a movie made and there's a video clipping which shows there were about 5,000 people all around the place observing the whole thing. There was a TV recording going on. There were press journalists there. You see, the police have a very unfortunate task. They are damned if they do, they are damned if they don't. When you come across a criminal who's firing, what do you expect him to do? I mean, you don't expect to me to go to him and call out.
That is self-defense. That I said is category one.
So that's why I'm saying you're confusing encounter. You're confusing.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying that there is statistically a large number of criminal gangsters who were eliminated by what were called Maharashtra's encounter cops. Are you saying all of those were genuine encounters?
Barka, then you're confusing the whole thing. We did not eliminate only the criminals we came across. We eliminated a larger number of Khalistani terrorists.
They were never tried.
This is my point. If certainly, I'll be the first to support you, sir. If you went out to apprehend somebody and he opened gun fire at you, of course shoot back. I'm talking about something else. Like you say, a Khalistani terrorist or X or Y or Z, and you go out and say this man should be eliminated. Why? Because by the due process of law, in 2 days, you know, all these movies tell us they'll get bail in 2 days and they will be running out and doing it. Yeah. Therefore, instead of letting them do that, let's shoot them through the head. It has happened and we cannot run away from the fact. And I'm sure everybody will admit that it happens. Like you say, it might be a Khalistani terrorist, but I'd rather see him found guilty in a court of law.
Let me just get Nirmala and Abhishek and then I'll take you to Soli. When you hear an encounter specialist, like A. Khan says, that look, the other chap was armed. What am I supposed to do? As a cop, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't. You hear Arima Sundaram say, take him to jail.
Barkha, that gradation is well established. But I must say one thing. We talk about all this here. Let me ask a question of society as well. We are the people here.
Yeah.
When we see Rambo, when we see vigilante movies, and I love vigilante movies as well, all of us here feel good that menaces to society are being eliminated without trial.
That we applaud that the bad guys
all
are being
of
eliminated.
Us, these movies are super, I can name you the movies which have been super hits. They are actually reflecting society. We are Democrats in theory, but in real life, we also like the policeman who without much fuss eliminates whom we subjectively think is a bad guy. That notion comes only with a deep-seated sense of a Democrat. Look, Kasab has a right to trial. What to talk of anybody else? I don't think it would take 15 seconds to convict the man. We went through 1.5 years and crores of rupees.
And that's the hallmark point to the whole world. And proved a point to the whole world about the rule of law in India.
The rule of law is tested only in times of adversity. It is not tested in a straight situation.
Would you then say that no matter what the case, the first response of the security forces has to be to try and arrest? Obviously, if there is an armed encounter, the dynamics of that completely changes.
Now, all this sounds very well, Barkha. And
in theory.
It should somewhere find place in action too. But as long as the standard operating procedure doesn't exist between states, among policemen from different states, my argument is you really cannot pull up one set of people alone and ignore the other set of people as though nothing is happening elsewhere. And that is where I think, with the experience of Ishrat Jaha, I would say that this is only getting politicized against BJP ruled states. There doesn't seem to be a parity. I'm not bringing this argument for the sake of justifying what happened anyway. But as long as parity or level playing field is not there when you're discussing issues of this nature, it is natural that it will get politicized.
Okay.
And when it gets politicized, everybody is there in the ground to hit mud at each other.
Khan, would you say that when you look at the large number of criminal gangsters that were eliminated in Mumbai, and a whole generation of encounter cops like yourself and Sachin Vaze and many others, Daya Nayak, encounter heroes they were called, you were all eulogized in popular culture. You were the glamour boys in a sense of Mumbai. Now today, there's scrutiny on you. Does that make you feel demoralized or do you believe that scrutiny is justified?
So why should it? If you recollect, Barkha, about 5 or 6 years back, I had appeared with one of my senior colleagues, Mr. Ribeiro, and we had said that you've got to make a distinction between policemen who are doing the duty and who shoot criminals.
But all policemen will always argue that they're doing their duty,
sir. But there have been a lot of policemen in Mumbai, or for that matter elsewhere. There have been policemen who have undertaken this job, not only motivated by politicians, but also for the sake of money. So Mr. Ribeiro had described these kind of people as criminals in uniform. So let me distinguish that I would like to be tarred with the same brush as some of the other people. Fine, we have shot people. I've shot number of terrorists because they fired back at me.
No, but do you keep a track of how many men you shot as an encounter cop?
No, I don't. I don't think it's something to be very proud about, except for the fact that I faced them.
So is A. Khan somebody we should laud, or is he somebody we should scrutinize more deeply? Does anyone want to come in there? Wajahat Habibullah, what is A. Khan for you?
Well, you see, in my view, I would agree with Mr. what has been said earlier, that any encounter is illegal. And if it is done, there may be certain instances where a person opens fire, but I don't think I would disagree with Mr. Khan to this extent that just because the other chap has a rifle, you simply shoot him. You don't wait for him to fire. I don't think that is right. The initial intention must be to arrest. So I beg to disagree on this particular point, because unfortunately we've had much too many encounter deaths. And I'll speak from a little experience, because while I was the commissioner of Kashmir, and I was the head of the administration in the valley, which was the key area where the terrorism was. But in each and every case, I would not accept the idea of simply encounters.
And yet, Vajahat, you would have to agree that to create public empathy sometimes becomes very difficult, because I think there Abhishek Singhvi hits the nail on the head, saying that we have a chalta hai attitude to people who we think are bad, subjectively, being eliminated on the streets.
And that is the danger.
That is
the danger. It becomes completely subjective. I think somebody is bad and it may turn out they're not.
Slowly, Surabji, yeah.
Let's forget BJP and Congress. Root on a basic principle. Yes, there is a desperate criminal. Clear, no subjective. He's killed many people. What should we do with him? Now, see the thinking. Take him to court, it takes so much longer. He did get bail. Jaldi se khatam kar do. So, this is a thing which motive is. That's the main force. Let's do it in an easier way, because it's very difficult through the process of law. But, Barka, we don't require anything else. Our father of the nation said very clearly, the end does not justify the means. And when the state troops to the level and become guardians of law, become lawbreakers, that's a very dangerous state of affairs. And it gets acceptance by this. Kaha kya hoga tha? He was such a rascal, was such a murderer. Isko khatam kar do.
Soli, in countries like the United States of America, I'm just giving you a counter argument. In countries like the United States of America, you have the notion of controlled killings, where the state can actually mandate. After all, Barack Obama mandated taking out Osama bin Laden, which Arima Sundaram says it's comparable to an act of war, so it can't in a sense be compared to what
it
we are going through. But what if the state mandates? What if Kassab had got away? What if Kassab had got away and the state mandated go out and get him at any cost and bring him back dead?
I would justify that.
You would justify that?
I would
that.
Justify
why?
That. Why?
Doesn't that go against your argument?
Once a person is within your law enforcement's reach, within the jurisdiction of your country, then that is not the course to follow. You cannot encounter. But if somebody is outside the jurisdiction of your country and your law enforcement cannot follow our constitutional mandate, it is an act of war, which I have to react to.
Sundaram is making a factual distinction, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I have my serious doubts whether the Indian Prime Minister or the President could pass an order similar to Barack Obama.
No.
In my legal view, answer is no.
No, what about the Punjab militancyers? 1 minute. No, Punjab militancy, KPS Gill will tell you.
Surreptitiously. No. Official
so
order.
It will never be acknowledged, but it will be a covert order.
No, because under the US system, the president has executive authority in certain circumstances to take this kind of action. I'm not talking law. Under the Indian system, neither the court can say nor a prime minister or president can say, please go and eliminate. Parliamentary enactment saying, please, you, the executive, go and eliminate Dawood Ibrahim sitting in Dubai, would be struck down as unconstitutional. Article 21 right, without being a citizen, may well apply to
Nirmala,
him.
Would you agree?
Therefore, there's a big difference.
Would Parliament
I do believe that such people should be eliminated. But legally speaking, I don't think the Indian Parliament has that power. That's why we are superior, ethically,
than
the US.
Do I understand Arima to mean that we could have eliminated Kassab before putting him to trial?
No, not at all. I am talking about Osama bin Laden outside your country.
He's talking of Dawood.
Let's take the example of a Dawood Ibrahim. We constantly raise it with Pakistan as
but
a country.
In Karachi, we want to abduct him by aid of Israel.
That's what the Americans did with Osama.
What
do you think we follow the American president every time?
I am raising the question. Okay, Nirmala, I raise the question because while nobody will say it openly, There are serious admissions that Punjab's militancy years were combated with some would say excessive, some would say proportionate use of force. This is a fault line in our society. I don't agree with Abhishek. We are statedly Democrat. We say our parliament will never mandate it, but there could be covert mandates that we as citizens never even get to know about.
No, that is the point, right? On the one hand, we are talking about surreptitious support, covert support for such encounters. And there are some other times when we are talking about human rights-based arguments. Yeah. On the one hand, you want to have a civil society which is going to be conscious of rights, even of, let us say, criminals. But on the other, you're talking about law, which has to be sometimes surreptitiously done, just in the case of...
But we wouldn't create a Guantanamo Bay. As a country, we would not create a Guantanamo Bay. That's
taking the example of Khalistan, we are trying to say, no, surreptitiously, sometimes you may have to use that method. But that is where I think the fine line drawing is itself becoming a challenge.
Okay, the exact point of this this show today, but can I hear from Ram Prasad Gupta? Ram Prasad Gupta himself is a lawyer. He's also the brother of Lakhan Bhai, who was actually killed in 2006, and this is the case that has led to 13 policemen actually getting convicted. They've been given the life sentence. Ram Prasad ji, aapke bhai ke bare mein police kehti thi ki wo chota Rajan ke saath hai aur wo to encounter ko genuine mante hai. Court ne mana ki ye fake encounter hai. 13 policemen ko ab life sentence mila hai. Ab aapne lambi ladai ladi hai, lekin police wale kahenge ki bhai aapka bhai to chota Rajan gangster tha. तो क्या इतनी बड़ी बात हो गई अगर उसको मारा गया?
देखिए, सबसे पहली बात तो यह है, इवन जो मैंने रिट पिटीशन ऑनरेबल हाईकोर्ट में फाइल की थी, उसमें उस समय के सीपी साहब ने एक एफिडेविट फाइल किया था. इवन उस एफिडेविट में रामनारायण गुप्ता जो लखन भैया है, उसके ऊपर दिखाया गया था कि मार्च 97 में एक उसने मर्डर किया था. मार्च 97 और उसका जो एनकाउंटर हुआ था वो था 11 नवंबर 2006. 9 साल 8 महीने के अंदर उसके ऊपर ना कोई क्राइम रजिस्टर था, ना ही एक एनसीबी रजिस्टर था,
लेकिन मर्डर का चार्ज था
मार्च 97. दूसरी बात, जो आदमी 9 साल 8 महीने के टेन्योर में एक क्राइम नहीं है, एक एनसी नहीं है, क्या आप उसको कह सकती वो क्रिमिनल है? दूसरी बात, अगर वो छोटा राजन गैंग का एक्टिव मेंबर होता तो वो ये लगभग 10 सालों में कोई क्राइम नहीं करता. अब क्या है, अगर आपको किसी को मारना है तो आप जब तक कोई बहाना नहीं लोगे कि ये शकील का आदमी है, ये छोटा राजन का आदमी, तो मारोगे कैसे? पब्लिक के सामने जस्टिफाई कैसे करोगे? इसके लिए वो एलिगेशन लगाया गया था. जैसे मैं भी कहता हूँ, सिंगली साहब से मैं एग्री करता हूँ या साहब से भी एग्री करता हूँ, एक बार अगर उसने को आपने अपने कस्टडी में ले लिया है, यू आर नॉट सपोज टू किल दैट पर्सन. ट्राई हिम, गेट हिम प्रोसिक्यूटेड, गेट हिम कन्विक्टेड, एंड इफ यू कांट डू दैट, यू हैव नो राइट टू एलिमिनेट हिम.
सो यू आर सेइंग कि वेदर योर ब्रदर वाज अ छोटा राजन गैंगस्टर और नॉट इज नॉट द पॉइंट.
First of all, he was not gangster at all. And secondly, yes, if even though he was a Chota Rajan gangster, when you have taken him in custody, you have no right to eliminate him.
Now, this seems commonsensical, and I can see Sachin Vazir disagreeing, but A. Khan is a cop, you come in here. 13 of your fraternity are now going to get the life sentence.
I agree.
Do you agree with the life sentence?
You do. Okay. I told you right at the start that there's a thing like murder, and there's a thing like as an encounter. I don't even agree with my colleague here who says you could wait to see a more definite response from the criminal who's armed.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone who values his life is not going to wait until he fires the first shot.
Now, here's the point.
I have a problem here.
Okay, let's paint a scenario. You go in to nab somebody you believe is a terrorist.
Who does not shoot, because we are going in a situation where he has not shot.
But you believe them to be armed.
Now, where are we going? Someone crosses me on the street, I believe he's going to fuck me, I shoot him.
Visibly carrying an arm.
Do you wait for the first shot or do you shoot?
You ask him to disarm himself.
If he's visibly carrying an arm. In any case, in every case where the police go to apprehend someone, we announce on loud hailer that you've got to surrender.
Okay.
It's only when the man doesn't surrender, you've got to catch him. And if he's got a gun in his hand...
That seems reasonable, Arima, for the first shot.
If he doesn't surrender, what do you do? That is a very moot question. No, he does not shoot, not surrender.
I don't think Mr. Sundaram means... I think they are now on the same page. The standing operating procedure that I know of, and the police knows much better, is that you must give some form of warning. After that, Mr. Vazir doesn't have to wait for the first bullet to be fired.
But he doesn't have to kill him.
No, he's saying if he then sees the man with a gun... pointing at himself, then he may pull out a gun and shoot. He's saying that.
What is the limits of self-defense?
Yes. No, Soli, we're not mixing it up short? Because it is this SOP that is not clear. I think that point is importantly raised by politicians.
The crux of the SOP has to be some form of warning.
Operating procedure
the man can't be without warning.
Does not go into
right.
the specifics of when it's okay to shoot to kill, shoot to injure, and are there any guidelines? Rules.
And he doesn't shoot.
No, he's saying the man comes out with an arm.
Or in a story that you see the whites of his eyes and only then you shoot. It never happens. You value your life as much as you do of your policeman.
But here's the point, sir, that I have Sachin Vazir sitting next to me, who's also been known as an encounter specialist from Maharashtra. And in your case, sir, while again, you were credited and applauded for eliminating many people with very serious charges, you also found yourself in court when you were accused of being part of a custodial death of Khwaja Yunus, who was a software engineer who was picked up in the Ghatkopar blasts. Right? Now, the point is, I could see you disagreeing there when you heard Ram Prasad Gupta telling the story of his brother. What are you disagreeing with? Because he said once you take somebody into custody, then it's over to the courts. Now, you were accused of waterboarding, something that we actually got to know in, from the United States of America.
No, that's not true.
Were you disagreeing with?
First of all, I'm not accused of any waterboarding and all. I'm disagreeing with two things.
Yeah.
Police is working. What I'm saying, let them work.
Without any rules?
No, there are rules. In Criminal Procedure Code, we have a special section wherein each encounter death has been treated as a custodial death and an inquiry by a magistrate, district magistrate at the rank of collector.
Every encounter, in every state.
Whatever we have done in Mumbai, say 1,000 encounters or whatever, they were also subject to these magistral inquiry, including Lakhan Bhaiya's encounter. Hmm. The National Human Rights Commission has judged this as not fake encounter, this particular Lakhan
Bhaiya
encounter.
When you say let... The NHRC did not find Lakhan Bhaiya's encounter to be fake, but the courts did. Okay.
One. Two. The magistrate who has inquired into in detail, he didn't say so. So now we have to judge whom to believe.
Okay, let the police do their job.
Now we are believing the court. Yeah. Now we are believing the court, which is Sessions Court.
Yes.
High Court, which is another agency, which is supervising.
Could decide otherwise. Yes. Like in your case, you were exonerated at one level and at the Sessions Court, and the High Court took a different view. They wanted compensation for the case.
Yeah.
My point is, when you say let the police do its job, what are you worried about?
I am worried about such kind of mudslinging towards police. And one person saying piche se goli mara and all that.
Hmm.
No. There is no instance where...
But do you shoot to kill or do you shoot to injure?
We shoot to kill.
You shoot to kill?
Yes. We shoot to kill.
Now, this is my point.
Why do we shoot to kill?
Yeah.
We are trained people. We have given weapons. The weapon instructor tells us, this is a weapon. You are going to kill a criminal. So kill a criminal. Whenever you get a chance... Or whenever you
that
are...
That is part of your training.
Of course.
But I think he's being more honest, by the way. I actually think he's being extraordinarily honest.
Let's be honest in this conversation.
Would you have shot Kasab?
100%, because 9 others were shot.
I see.
But he's not honest. I think you must give him points for being honest.
He's very honest and I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
That encounters do happen.
By the way, the applause seems to indicate that they think it would be... Raise your hands, those who think Kasab should have been shot instead of being arrested.
Now, this point proves
what Abhishek was, in a sense, arguing, and Nirmala is also raising. Where's the consensus? You need a consensus in the public domain.
Yeah.
Okay, Kasab was an act of war. When you go to get a Chota Rajan or a Chota Shakil man, who can be tried in a court of law, why do you shoot to kill, Sachin?
Why we are differentiating Kasab and Lakhan Bhaiya?
They're the same for you?
Of course.
But why don't you ask the audience a question on that? What is their reaction to the other? They had their reaction to Kasab.
I'd like to know what their reaction is to a Lakhan Bhaiya. Let's put a poll. Those who believe that even gangsters should be treated the same as terrorists and should be shot to kill.
First of all, who will decide who he is a gangster?
Who will decide? I think that's a very important question.
You see the reaction now.
Very different.
You see the reaction
Very different. So the young man sitting next to you is still agreeing. You're about one of the five people who raised their hand saying a gangster should also just be shot on the streets. What do we have courts for?
Your courts are fine, but the way we're discussing, we're all thinking Raja Harish Chandra. Let's invite everybody into our house. They'll take everything from us, throw us out. I think we've seen enough terrorist attacks in India to know that with the way we work about our law... harping about how fair we are, we're not safe. I don't feel safe when I walk out into the street, into a crowded area and be like, oh, I can come back home today.
So you're saying if the baddie in courts is eliminated, you don't care how?
If he's a menace to society, he's got to go. Your Chota Rajan is going to fund Dawood Ibrahim, who's going to fund a terrorist, who's going to come to your country through your porous borders and blow you up.
Isn't that also a lack of faith in your own enforcement system? It clearly is.
Okay. Abhishek, very extraordinary account from Sachin Vaze. I actually say it may make you feel, oh my God, how can he say this? But he's being honest.
No, but he's not saying that I'm going to go out and kill
not without, innocent people.
Without, no, no,
no,
without
not
following,
people.
Without
of
following
course,
SOP. He's not saying, he's saying he's trained to kill after following SOP.
Give him
that much benefit of doubt.
I wasn't suggesting that.
Only one second.
I mean to say that.
The point I'm making is different. The courts have to be blamed. Why do we have this reaction by raising the hands?
Yes.
Because we know that the chap is not going to be convicted, punished and put into jail within 1 year.
Yeah.
It is closest to eternity before punishment visits him. So the courts must share a large part of the blame, because at each stage of the prosecution process, there is a very good chance, A, of timelines being three times what they should, and B, of faults in the system, letting the guilty go.
Now, here's the problem with this argument. You could even agree with him if you were sure that the bad guy was being eliminated.
Exactly.
But sometimes your intelligence turns out, and I'm going to take that to Praveen Mahindra, your intelligence turns out to be wrong. It has turned out to be wrong in Hyderabad in the Makkah Masjid blast case, where 100 Muslim boys were picked up and then they were acquitted because nothing was found against them. That is why we have rarest of rare even for the death sentence.
All of us are trying to talk about rule of law. But when a policeman speaks his language, that I am trained and if I get a chance, the word chance is played upon, as he was narrating that. We were aghast to hear, was it chance? But that's the language they speak.
Yeah.
And I think each of us are trying to use arguments to pep up our side of the argument rather than cool down to say where exactly is the system failing.
Yeah.
Your courts are delaying. Very well for an advocate to say it. I would hesitate to say that courts are delaying, no
yeah.
doubt. And then the number of judges who are there to dispense justice are not adequate. At every stage you have problems which we are not trying to resolve. And suddenly you have a case from Gujarat which brings TRP and then say, oh no, we are trying to take this
back
case beyond.
But none of us even mentioned Gujarat.
This is without me mentioning Gujarat.
But she is saying that otherwise you do.
No, I'm trying to concede that we will take an argument when it is my
suitable.
Political party.
That we
will
be selective.
But I don't think we should dilute the importance of the argument that I'm trying to bring in
yeah.
here. I'm not trying to talk the lawyer's language, but I do represent people,
citizen.
Which I'm sure the Congress party is also trying to represent people.
Okay.
Now, I think the Sudhar should happen at every stage, rather than say, after all, it is IPS officers who are everywhere in this country.
Yeah.
Why are IPS officers of a particular state are always found fault with? 10
well, in this
happened.
Case, 21
meters.
People, including 13 police officers in Maharashtra, not Gujarat.
10 which has happened in Delhi, for
yeah,
which the Home Minister,
Hindu,
the Prime Minister should all be taken
can
up.
Can I get your point
in?
We have seen this huge debate unfolding also between the CBI and the IB when it comes to the Ishrat Jahan case. What happens when intelligence goes wrong? An intelligence input is a lead. It's like every story, every news lead I get is not a story. But I have to investigate it. Similarly, every little bit of information you get, you have to investigate. But if on the basis of that, people are shot, what if your intelligence is wrong?
So, Barkha, when you come to generating intelligence,
yes.
there is something called corroboration. There could be an independent corroboration, there could be circumstantial corroboration, etc. Intelligence is only one piece of a jigsaw. When you get an input, that there is a group which is targeting, say, A, B, C, D,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Now, I personally believe that there is no information which is without value. Even if you don't know who these people are,
yeah.
who are doing the planning and maybe the execution, you can do preventive action. You can start in building up the security around the organization.
But shouldn't be a basis for an action that uses guns and arms.
Are you now talking about a particular case?
No,
or are you talking
I'm
general?
Raising the principle.
Yeah. It will depend on the situation. Now, if you have information that a certain group is coming to target XYZ and you see a certain group actually approaching, what do you do?
You're right. Intelligence corroborates. Mr. A is a desperate criminal. It's so difficult to arrest him, so inconvenient to go to court, to put him up. So a shortcut later, eliminate him. Would you agree to that?
I'm not justifying
fake encounters. Point.
Yes, but it happens. In fact, why are we looking at the most immediate cases? I refer you back to the Bhagalpur blindings. They happened in 1979. But they broke as a national news only in, I think, October 1980, almost 1 year after the blindings happened.
Yeah.
31 under trials were blinded,
yeah.
if I remember the figure
yeah.
correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet for 1 year, nobody bothered about the situation. And even when...
But what does that prove?
No.
What does that prove?
I'm coming to that. When those police officers, police personnel were charged and put under suspension and tried, there was an uprising in Bhagalpur. People protested. So I'm really coming back to what Dr. Abhishek Singhvi said. Society
accepts it.
No, there's a film made on that.
Yes.
I think there's a film made on that by Prakash Shah lauding the police officers who did what they did in Bhagalpur.
Yeah.
And that film became a box office hit.
No, that's the point. Whether it's all the films
the
made
problem.
Around encounter cops. Sachin Vazi, you wanted to say something?
Whether or not it's a fake encounter, we have to see the result of it. We work for result.
You're saying, if a genuinely bad guy is eliminated, even if it's a state shootout, it's okay.
If it is, why not? But why not? Law will take its own course. I am making a responsible
statement.
Which
it statement. Never does.
Law never takes its own course?
Yes.
Law will take its own course.
This is an indictment into the law enforcement agencies themselves.
Yeah.
What my friend here said was, I'm scared. Why? Because my police doesn't do its job by protecting me. My courts don't do their job. My government doesn't do its job. So I'm scared. So I'd rather all these chaps get killed.
But when, Sachin Raja says, how does it matter? The end result matters.
Why Dawood Ibrahim ran?
Why
Dawood Ibrahim ran out of India? Why Chota Rajan ran out of India?
You're saying you should have just killed them instead?
No. They ran fearing their own lives.
Because you couldn't kill them.
Ramprasad ji, isme aap kuch kehna chahenge before I get a different perspective?
As I earlier raised the point, who is going to decide this man is a gangster or not? You on your own decide that he's a gangster and get him killed.
Yeah.
And you will make the picture showing that he's a gangster. So public will think so a bad guy is eliminated. So it is they are claiming their privilege that yes, we have right to
kill. But no one is going to dispute that Dawood is a gangster or Chota Rajan is a gangster.
You're saying you don't need the courts on that.
This is a very sweeping kind of a statement. The public will decide on basis of what he has done in the past.
But the public should not be deciding, sir. The point is the public.
No. It is the public who is judging the issue.
The courts have to decide, not the public.
No, we go back to the issue that our audience here, when you asked, so far as Kasab is concerned, should he have been killed?
Yes.
Or should he have gone to trial? They all said he should have been killed.
Yeah.
But when you ask the question, if it was just a gangster, should he be killed or should he go to trial? Only five people said he should be killed.
Yes.
So therein lies the difference. You cannot kill
him. You have an answer?
I have an explanation for that.
Yeah.
Kasab was there on national TV.
People saw him.
24/7.
Yeah.
These gangsters are not on national TV.
So they don't know them in the same
way. So you don't know them, so there's a distance.
Okay. Similar point.
One line then,
Mr. Jindal. When we are trying to argue a case, we are taking these extreme examples.
Yes.
True.
And comfortably settling that my argument is better, yours is lesser. But law doesn't weigh, law should not be based only on these extreme examples. Law exists and it should be applied for everyone. So I think to take the extreme examples
is to distort the debate.
And also to make
let me start by lauding Mr. Vaze as one of the most honest, candid, straightforward police officers I've seen. Although I totally disagree with what he said the last time round. Now, this is very honest, of course, by him. Now,
certainly.
The problem Mr. Vaze's formulation is, first, it violates the Gandhian principle, which Soli rightly mentioned. The ends justify the means is his principle. Result matters.
Yeah.
Second problem is, let's assume that we get it right for Dawood and Chota Rajan. Problem is, if you leave it to Mr. Vaze to decide, then he will get it right twice, but 98 times he will get it wrong.
That's the worry. What
and
about when you
the
get
problem,
it wrong?
You know, the law goes on the principle that you should rather get it wrong 99 times and get it right only once, but you must get it right as per the law.
That's a very important
point.
That's the whole problem. But can I now just hear, before we go into a break, from the father of somebody who lost his daughter in a terror attack? I think there's an important distinction between taking a position, then something happens to you, and you actually then have life forcing you to change your position. Now, Ritesh Jindal's 23-year-old daughter, Aditi, was killed in the German bakery blast in Pune. And he actually announced that he was going to sit on a fast to demand capital punishment for Himayat Beg, who was charged with this terror attack. Jindal saab, aap bahut sun rahe hain, yahan pe encounters ki charcha ho rahi hai. Log kehte hain ki bhai courts mein, judiciary mein verdict aana chahiye. Ye sadkon pe faisla nahi ho sakta.
Madam, sabse pehle main ek Abhishek ji ki baat ka jawab dena chahunga. Abhishek ji ne bhi kaha tha ki hamare pradhanmantri rashtrapati या किसी को भी पावर नहीं है किसी को पनिश करवाने की.
नहीं, उन्होंने कहा कि ऑर्डर्स टू किल देने का नहीं है.
ऑर्डर्स टू किल देने का नहीं है
जी.
तो उन सबको वो पावर क्यों है जिसको जुडिशरी ने कैपिटल पनिशमेंट दे दी उनको माफ करने का?
संविधान, आप सही कह रहे हैं. एक पावर है, दूसरा नहीं है. प्रावधान एक का है, दूसरे का नहीं है. ये बात आप सही कह रहे हैं, लेकिन संविधान हमारा ये कहता है.
मैं आपको तो कह रहा हूँ कि क्यों नहीं है.
चलिए आगे बढ़े. आप
मेरे ऐसा ही फैसला सड़कों में नहीं होता, फैसला कोर्ट पे होता है. आज जर्मन बेकरी बम ब्लास्ट केस में कितने तो अक्यूज्ड हैं, कितने उसमें पकड़े गए, जो पकड़े गए उनमें से कितने पे केस चला? एक हिमायत बेग, भटकला बदस नहीं पकड़े गए. वो लड़कियां जिनको सीसीटीवी ने कैप्चर किया था सामने वाले होटल ने, उनका हमें पता नहीं कौन है. और अबू जिंदाल, जिसके बारे में बताया गया है कि उसने बम बनाए थे, आपकी महाराष्ट्र की पुलिस के पास है, उसके अगेंस्ट चार्जशीट नहीं फाइल हुई एक साल से. क्या मैं कहूं, किनके अगेंस्ट क्या करें, मैं तो कहता हूं एलिमिनेट कर दो सबको। अगर आपके पास एविडेंस है कि जी अबू जिंदाल ने बनाया था, आपके पास है भटकर बदल ने केस किया था, उसके पहले भी केस किए थे, आपके कस्टडी में आते आते भाग गए, तो अगर नहीं पकड़े जा रहे हैं तो मार दो।
अच्छा मैं आपसे एक सवाल पूछूं, आपका तो पर्सनल लॉस हुआ है समझ सकती हूं, लेकिन बहुत से ऐसे केसेस होते हैं जहां इंटेलिजेंस गलत भी निकलता है, इनोसेंट लोग भी मारे जाते हैं।
मैडम आप ना यहां एक न्यूज चैनल चला रहे हैं, अगर आप हरेक न्यूज चैनल को न्यूज को वेरीफाई करने बैठोगे,
करनी पड़ती है,
नहीं
तो फंसते हैं।
नहीं नहीं आप हरेक न्यूज को डीपली वेरीफाई करने बैठोगे तो आप दिन भर न्यूज चैनल नहीं चला सकते, आप न्यूज वेरीफाई करते रह जाओगे। एक मिनट, कोई अखबार नहीं छप सकता रोज, हरेक अखबार वाला अगर सारी न्यूज वेरीफाई करेगा तो उसको मैगजीन छापनी पड़ेगी, न्यूज नहीं छापनी पड़ती। जैसा इन्होंने कहा कि ये लीड मिलती है, लीड मिले तो एक्शन करना चाहिए।
आर्य सुंदरम, दिस इज द फादर ऑफ कोर्स ऑफ अ डॉटर हु वाज किल्ड, बट व्हाट ही रेजेस इज पॉलिटिकली इनकरेक्ट, बट येट अगेन पॉलिटिकल इनकरेक्टनेस ऑफन कैचेस द पल्स ऑफ व्हाट पीपल फील बट वोंट से।
सोशली एज पीपल मेनी ऑफ अस से लुक आई फॉर एन आई टूथ फॉर अ टूथ एंड वी आर ऑल हैप्पी टू बी विजिलेंटेस। आई एम श्योर मेनी ऑफ अस वर स्पीकिंग अदरवाइज, इफ इट हैपेंड इन आवर ओन फैमिलीज मे थिंक अदरवाइज, बट द फैक्ट ऑफ द मैटर इज there is a rule of law, there is a constitution, so we can either say look politically and the vast majority of people don't like our constitution as it is and do not believe there should be a course of law and we believe that the executive itself can see the evidence and decide for themselves and take action, then amend our constitution. But when you do it, please watch out that when you have an argument with a more powerful neighbor and he gives a police complaint and he gets the police around to support him, we all know about the accusations of corruption in the police, and the police say, well, on this evidence I am satisfied, please then say, very well, then come and shoot me.
That's the way the principle of law is. As they say in Hindi, dharmo rakshate rakshate, if you don't protect the law will not protect you in bad times. So hard cases make bad law. It's in the hard cases you to stand firm and say this is a terrible case, but the law remains the same. You must protect that terrible case also.
Nirmala, quickly, got to take a break. Yeah.
No, obviously that's the argument for the common man. That's argument for protecting institutions, and we cannot, you know, undo them, and then talk about dharmo rakshati rakshataha. Dharma will have to be manifested in every one of these institutions, and every one of these institutions will have to be protected and not tweaked.
Okay, we need to take a break. When we come back, final comments on how frightened we should be for the fact that there seems to actually be popular support for those whom people believe are the bad guys. What happens if those bad guys are not actually bad? Can this be decided on the streets instead? Final comments after the break. On We the People, do we as a country have a wide tolerance for fake encounters or state shootouts? And what does this public endorsement that is often heard say to us about our judicial process, about our policing, and about whether we're upholding constitutional principles? Before I get last comments from the panel, let's hear from some of the audience.
Yes, we need stronger laws. We need the courts to be faster. But till such time that this happens, I'm all for encounters if the people being killed are found guilty. Because it makes my home a safer place.
Now, that if that you put in there is actually what needs to be examined. You have a question? Yeah, once again, sir.
Ma'am, you said your party was in the power when the Ishrat Jahan case happened. She wasn't proven guilty. What steps have you taken for the re-establishment and redevelopment of her family?
No, but how do you know whether she's guilty or innocent yet?
Ma'am, the CBI has offered some reports regarding her. There's no circumstantial evidence regarding her that she was guilty.
So would you? He's saying
CBI
that if she's found to be innocent.
Is only prosecuting the case. It is not the judge. The court has to finalize as to who was and who was not a terrorist.
Soli, you wanted to come in there?
We'll assume she was a terrorist. Even so, Nirmala, she can't be bumped off in a fake encounter. Assuming there was a fake encounter.
Yeah.
It's a question of principle. And the test of sincerity of your belief in principles is you apply them to cases with which you have disagreed. We can't take constitutional shortcuts.
No, I can't argue with Soli Sorabji on law.
Nee, law ki baat nahi hai.
But sir, but you yourself have said if it was fake, Let's wait for knowing it is fake or not.
No, I said assuming it's fake.
With due respects to somebody like Surabji who speaks on this matter, what exactly has happened there is to be established through the court.
Okay, let's question.
Considering all cases are different and we have a two-tier right now, the intelligence and the police, shouldn't there be a three-tier in the middle that actually decides whether it should be shoot at sight or try or go for trial?
Abhishek Singhvi, this is taking us back to something that Mr. Jindal also asked you, that you do need the political establishment to somewhere stand up and take responsibility, because the cops will also say there's immense pressure on us.
But during a live operation?
No, I think it sounds good. It is totally impractical. It sounds good. This is not, you see, a police is a department which is hierarchical. They have systems there. When they get information, what they call source information, they have to act. They don't go to sit back and telephone a minister or a senior bureaucrat to ask. The rule of law is that an intelligence information is, of course, acted on by the police. In law, the police are supposed to look for corroboration.
Okay.
But frequently they don't, because they have this assumption, or what happens, as he has very graphically told us, you decide to go out and eliminate somebody you think is a menace to society.
Okay, your question.
It was said that there is no difference between a person who has committed a crime. So why is there a difference between Ajmal Kasab, who has overwhelming evidence of his crime, and Ishrat Jahan, who was not even given a trial? There is discrimination, and that's the fact of the matter that angers the youth of this nation.
Wajahat, do you want to come in there? The sense of discrimination.
Well, there is this sense of discrimination because of the particular case of Ishrat Jahan, but in general, my point would only be that the elimination of even suspected terrorists under no circumstances is justified, because I have had very poor experience of how this has happened. We know of the fake encounter in Matsar, which led to widespread student demonstrations in Kashmir in 2010, in Hashimpura and Meerut. 40 people killed.
But that is at the heart of the argument that, especially in conflict zones, there's the Armed Forces Special Powers Act.
Hashimpura is very much part of
UP. No, not Hashimpura. I was talking.
But I'm talking yes, in the conflict zone. But the point is that even in the conflict zone, and I would agree with Mr. Khan to this extent that you can't wait for the person to open fire. But in many cases, I have personally faced people who have been armed. But they have not opened fire, fortunately for me. That's why I'm still sitting here.
But then you're not going in with armed, Wajahat, so it's not necessarily a comparable role. But let me just take a question here. Yeah.
Sir, you talked about how results are what matters. Sir, if results matter to you so much, considering the fact that the action is unjustifiable, sir, don't you think that the significance of the result is lost?
Mr. Vazey, quick response there.
Yeah, perfect.
Good question. Yeah.
The answer lies in the marketing of what police activities is.
We don't
market. Yes, we don't market ourselves. Many things, even including in case of Israt and all that, all facts, they don't come to you. We are insiders. We know what
but
it
sir,
is.
But sir, here the point being made is law, that even if someone is a terrorist, you take them to court. That's the point.
Yes. Don't the terrorist should be taken to court. Court, I'm always saying the court takes their own course.
In which circumstances you kill them?
Yeah.
You have no chance to take them.
Encounters, do you kill them? Well, you elaborate on what you said. You said you're trained to kill.
Yeah, encounters are not made. They happen. That's the answer. The encounters are not meant. They happen.
Line here.
Okay.
Just one line. Okay. And it is not a political line. There are times when I've seen in Tamil Nadu during the LTTE, when police go to capture them and bring them to the court, you have them taking cyanide pills. How does the police therefore then capture him alive? There are issues which happen.
He's going to commit suicide. We are not talking about a man committing suicide.
Mr. Sundaram, with due respect to your law and your legal expertise, there are some civil arguments which I'll certainly want to put and not to be heckled at, because there are issues which, as common citizens, all of us would want to understand.
Are you saying
which the legal mind may not accept?
Can I just
clarify
what you're saying?
But I think those are issues which all of us need answers.
Nirmala, are you saying that it can be more complicated than we think?
That's right,
Praveen.
Point is that shoot to kill is only given in very, very rare circumstances, commandos or STF or whatever. The normal police doesn't shoot to kill. At least not as per the SOP. But coming back to the basic question, fake encounters. Why do they keep on happening?
Yeah.
How many fake encounters do we have?
550 went to NHRC. The minister has said 411 are unresolved till today.
Yeah, and 191
that's a statement made by the minister in the parliament.
So those cases went to them.
That's right.
191.
I know. It can be even more.
191. 1 minute, Ram 1 minute.
There are less than 10.
Why are fake encounters still happening all over the country? It's because, despite the fact that there is a legal system, police is only the first rung of the criminal justice system. But the other rungs have probably failed to deliver.
But can the police step in with an extrajudicial killing because the other parts have failed to deliver?
So just to build up on that, the question, how do they decide that this particular group is a bad group?
Yeah.
It's not just on the whims and fancies. They build up the records. Chota Shakil, Chota Raj and Dawood, they'll be having hundreds of cases against them. They know each and every gang member.
Yeah.
So when they get hard intelligence that certain numbers are hiding in this locality, that is when they go after
them. Okay, let's take a last question.
There's an adequate...
So what is the difference between you and the commandos present inside Taj during 26/11? The main purpose of a terrorist is to destroy the very institutional design we live on and spread fear. So would you in turn yourself destroy that institutional design in order to eliminate someone who's already there to do that?
There's a certain thing like prevention.
Yeah.
The number of countries in the world who have shown our kind of zealous protection of criminals until they are proved guilty. UK, for example, they would allow a mad preacher to come from Egypt and preach against their own government, and they suffered in the bargain. Their own people turn against them. So let's not be very righteous. No human being enjoys killing another human being unless he is a sadist.
But 191 are recognized, sir, to be fake encounters in the last 5 years.
Again, what the lady was saying, that have they been proved to be fake encounters?
By the National Human Rights Commission.
Barkha. Huh?
411 out of the 550 are unresolved yet.
Okay, Abhishek Singh, if you hear police officers here or intelligence officials who are saying we are stepping in, A, because we have detailed information, B, because some of these are people we've devoted our lives to hunting down. Three, there is immense political pressure on us actually to catch these people, dead or alive, which may never be acknowledged publicly. Is it more complicated for a police officer out there than we are acknowledging today?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Much, much, much more complicated. And the only answer as we end, the larger issue must be kept in mind. Just like we, when it happens to our families,
yes,
will not speak the language we are speaking here. The police officer has to be understood and sympathized with. But this difference between the guardians and those they guard has to be maintained. We have to step back and ask the larger question that the rule of law here requires us as far as possible to arrest and only in imminent peril to take out that operation. It asks us not to obey a valid superior order to go out and kill someone. And that's the only way to protect the law. If you don't protect the law, next time somebody comes to your house with a gun, the law will not protect you.
Arava Sundaram, where do you draw the line?
Where we have a division is, there is one section who feels that if the police have enough evidence and believe somebody is an absolute criminal,
yeah,
go ahead and shoot to kill.
Yes.
The other section feel, no, even then there is a constitutional safeguard which comes through the court. The court should decide.
Yeah.
Now, according to me, the whole problem lies here. The moment we go for the first view, we are making the policeman the court.
Yeah.
Why? Because the policeman on that evidence says, I know he did it.
Yeah.
So we've really made him the court. We've taken away the court. Then what is the purpose, right?
So these are,
and
these
therein
are,
lies the issue.
These are very important questions. And we hope that without politics, there is some time devoted in parliament on issues like this, because you do have to uphold a constitutional principle, but at the same time, you have to ensure that your systems work. And what you hear in the cynicism of people also is that systems take far too long to deliver justice. We leave it there. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.